Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Now, these Sundays of Great and Holy Lent, we've had, as we usually do, epistle readings and gospel readings. The epistle readings have been from the book of Hebrews. Okay? Now, in the book of Hebrews, almost every reading we've done on these Sundays of Great and Holy Lent has mentioned Christ. Of course, most of the time the epistles talk about Christ. But this book of Hebrews and these readings we've been doing talk about Christ in a special way or a certain way. And it did it today. It refers to Christ as what? What's another name or description that is used for Christ in today's epistle and epistles of the Sundays of Great and Holy Lent? Anybody know? Well, it talks about Christ as priest. But it's not just any priest, but what kind of priest? Anybody know? Well, I'll give you a clue. Does it talk about Christ as the low priest? Do we say Christ our low priest? Carissa? That's right. It talks about Christ as our high priest. Okay? In other words, as it says in Greek, the archieres, the highest ranking priest or the first of all priests. Now, there's an icon of Jesus in the church as the high priest. Does anybody know where it is? Can anybody find it or look for it and see it? Alex? Right there where? On the bishop's throne or the bishop's chair, that's right. You see that icon over there on the bishop's throne, the bishop's chair? That's the icon of Christ as high priest. Okay? Now, it's important for us to remember that Christ is our high priest. And we learn about the priesthood from Him and through Him. Okay? And so what I want to talk about today is the priesthood of the church. Okay? And we start with Christ as high priest. But there are two other types of priesthood in our church. Does anybody know what they are? Billy? Well, I'll give you a clue that I'm part of the second priesthood. So, what is it? What is it? Adam? Well, there is what we call the ordained priesthood or the sacred priesthood of bishops, priests or presbyters, and deacons. Okay? So there's the high priesthood of Christ, and then there's the ordained priesthood of bishops, priests, and deacons. Now, the third priesthood, I'll give you a clue on that one. It talks about it in the Divine Liturgy of St. Basil, which we've been celebrating on the Sundays of Lent, in one of the prayers. And it refers, and the clue is that you are part of it. Does anybody know what we call that priesthood? Billy, do you know? It's called the royal priesthood, or the priesthood of all believers. This is what St. Peter talks about in his Catholic epistle. So we have the high priesthood of Christ, we have the ordained priesthood of bishops, priests, and deacons, and we have the royal priesthood of all believers. Okay? Now, what does a priest do? Let's go back to the Old Testament. What did a priest do in the Old Testament? Bill, do you know? What did a priest do in the Old Testament? What did people do when they came to the temple or the synagogue? What did they bring with them? Billy, do you know? Sorry. Barry. Yeah, very good. They brought an offering, right? They brought usually brought an animal or they to make a sin offering, an offering for their sins, or they brought some other type of offering for Thanksgiving offering or other types of offering. And what did they do when they brought the offering? Did they just drop it at the front door? What did they do, Mark? Tina, do you know? Go ahead. Right, they brought it on the thing, and they gave it to somebody to put on the table for them. Who did they give it to? They gave it to the priest, right? So the priest in the Old Testament, was the one who received the offering of the people and brought them and offered them up to God on their behalf, right? Now, Jesus, our high priest, he's the one we call in the liturgy. We call him the offered and the offering. The one who offers and the one who's offered. So not only does he offer up to God on our behalf, but he offers himself. Because he becomes the sacrifice when he was crucified on the cross. And now the bishops and the priests and the deacons of the ordained priesthood, what do they bring and offer to God? Acolytes should know this one. Adam? When we did the great entrance, what was the priest carrying? Else? Not when we brought it out in the great entrance, it wasn't yet the body and blood of Christ. What was it? The bread and the wine. And the bread and the wine, who brought those? Just look in the bulletin, right? But the bread and the wine are offered by the people, right? You have different people who offer it every Sunday, but it's offered by you. And the priest, somebody like myself, receives the offering, brings it, and puts it on the altar on your behalf. And then we ask the Holy Spirit to come down and change it, as you said, into the body and blood of Christ. And we receive that with thanksgiving. Now, so that means if all of you are the royal priesthood, the priesthood of all believers, what are you bringing to God? Well, like we say many times during the liturgy and the worship services, we say, remembering our most holy Virgin Mary, Theotokos, and of all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and what? The older kids should know this one. And commit what? Bill, you know? Familia? That's right. Our whole life to Christ our God. That is our offering. Right? Our whole life. We bring it and we offer it up to God. So, another way to think about it is, what is bread made of? What is bread made out of, Manoli? Andrew, what's bread made out of? What's the main ingredient of bread? Mark. Flour, right? What is flour made out of? Tina, what is flour made out of? See, we're so far removed from our agricultural roots, we don't even know where flour comes from. But only where does flour come from? That's right, grains of wheat. And where do grains of wheat come from? They come from God, right? And the wine that we made, that we offer to God, comes from grapes. And where do the grapes come from? They come from God. So we take the gifts that God has given us, the wheat and the grapes, and we make them into bread and wine. And we offer them to the priest, and the priest brings them and offers them to God. And when our whole life, our life, right? Where does our life come from? Does it come from a box or package that we buy at the store?
God.
That's right. It comes from God. And we're supposed to take that life that God has given us, and we're to work with it and shape it and take those gifts that God has given us and use them for His glory and the service of other people as we offer them up to Him with thanksgiving. So are you starting to see how you are all a part of the royal priesthood, the priesthood of all believers, that starts with the high priesthood of Jesus Christ, that is modeled before us by the ordained priesthood of bishops, priests, and deacons? So when we talk about the high priesthood of Christ, let's remember that we too are all priests in a sense. We are all part of that royal priesthood, the priesthood of all believers. Okay? Amen.